Drive with Bob Murphy and Andy Marr.
So, a strange thing's happened, Robert, and I'm going to talk to you about it in a moment. Just give me a sense of the Longhorners before we start talking wine.
Just got a couple of Longhorners yes, after please. The chat about Neil Saxey. Kevin O'Keefe has done so much for spinal injury charity ever since. So Great. Many bike rides to raise money. That's from
Good.
Brett.
Good on him.
Good to hear that, isn't it? Kevin O'Keefe met Neil Saxey years later, and he had so much guilt, but Neil comforted him and said it was okay. That's Jeez. From Rob in Build, and that rings true for me.
That sounds about right to you.
That chimes with truth, mate.
Let me take all of that off you, mate. Let me take it all off you. You don't need to carry that around with you. That's a great story. Thanks for telling us about that, Rob. So Watson and Lyon have gone all la-di-da over the last couple of months. They start talking wine this, and they think they're the big wine blokes. And, you know, look at us. We're the old sophisticated, you know, we're the la-di-da boys of Essien.
In their little cigar room.
We're growing our own.
In the library. In their personal library room.
Exactly, yeah. We're growing our own grapes. We'll be doing our own little bottlings. And
we'll have a Shiraz, and then after that, we'll adjourn to the balcony for a Cointreau.
A Cointreau. So we're now joining with the good folks from Moore Street Wines and Tony Knoll, who are going to be joining us to help us, because we're more working class on this show. We're not la-di-da, and we're not as up ourselves as those blokes. But
we're above homebrew and below Cointreau.
Correct. And we have inquiry. We have inquiring minds here on Drive. You, me, I was only going to say Coxie. He doesn't. Jules does. No. And 90% of our audience do. So we want to spend some time with Tony over the coming weeks and learn a bit more about the caper. If we wanted to get into the art of drinking wine, how do we get in? What might we like if we're this type of character? Can you steer us towards a type of wine that we might be drawn to?
And also just a few little phrases that, you know, if we find ourselves in company that's maybe a bit of out of our league, that we can just sort of throw it in there just to keep things on an even keel.
So Tony Knoll, Moore Street Wines for Prince Wine Stores has been good enough to join us. You're going to be joining us on a Friday afternoon. Hello, Tone. How are you, mate?
I'm very well indeed. Thanks, mate. How are you?
We're going well.
We're great, Tony.
Yeah, I've got a question that I want to ask on behalf of Bob and hopefully you can illuminate the reason as to why. Yeah, we're perceived, Tony, as being slightly left-wing, not radical, but slightly left of centre when it comes to our socio-political
views. I would say harshly would have characterised.
And some suggest to us that we are Chardonnay-sipping lefties. Why would somebody who has a leaning to the left of the political spectrum, Tony, be accused of drinking Chardonnay?
Well, that's just a bit of a generalisation, but when we were discussing me coming on this afternoon and I was chatting with your good friend Julian, he did mention to me that you had been referred to as the Chardonnay Swillers. So that's how we actually came up with the idea of discussing some Chardonnay this afternoon. And I hope that I actually stimulated a bit of interest for both of you by delivering in a bottle of Chardonnay, each of you individually. Did you receive your bottles of Chardonnay?
We certainly did.
Bob sampled it, Tony. Yes. What do you think of it, Bob?
Well, Tony, I believe we've got a mutual friend, because there's someone on our street there's a bit of a connection there
bit of a connection there, which saved me having to drive from south side to the north side.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes. Well, that's a bit easier at the moment, Tone. It's a little bit easier these days.
It is a little bit easier. So the idea was, and I didn't have a chance to sort of fill you guys in, but what I wanted to do was to give you both a bottle of the wine that I was going, both the wines that I was going to discuss. So I can give you a bit of a spiel on the wines. Right. And then you blokes, your job over the weekend is to sit down with the good Dahl and have a drink of that bottle and then see if everything that we were discussing actually makes any sense to you, and you can report back next week.
Right, okay.
And just on the back of that, Tony, can I just add a little twist to this game or this segment? Is when we review it, Andy, so you'll review your bottle, I'll review mine, just give it a quick little description, and then you've got to allocate that to what sort of a what AFL footballer does this wine represent?
Okay, righto, no worries.
Can you skew the wine okay. review into a sporting comparison?
I love it. You're a North Melbourne man, Tony. We need to establish that. Am I right in saying that?
I am a Kangas man, indeed. Right.
No worries. Okay, so give us the lowdown on the two wines that we're going to be looking at this week, the two Chardonnays that we're going to be discussing.
Mm. Okay, so the first wine that we're going to have a look at today is the wine that you will be drinking, actually, Andy, and it's a 2018 Amen, A-M-E-N, Break, B-R-E-A-K, and it's a Chardonnay from the Quarry Ridge Vineyard. In Kilmore, and wine is actually made by a bloke called Matt Harrop that a few people will be familiar with because he was the winemaker at Shadowfax for quite a number of years, but he's recently moved on to Curly Flat, which is a seriously good vineyard in Macedon that knocks out really great Pinot and Chardonnay. But Matt teamed up with his brother Steve, who's a Kiwi based in New Zealand, and they decided to come up with a little fun label together. They could make some really affordable wines. So the fruit from this one comes from this quarry vineyard in Kilmore, and it's just over the road from Assumption College. And I believe, Andy, back in your Marlin days, you might have had a few scraps with some of the boys from Assumption on the footy field.
Yeah, we were out there on many a frosty, a very early frosty Saturday morning in the underages, Tony, playing footy, and more often than not, the Assumption boys might have got the better of us, but we got our share. We got our share of victories.
I thought that might be the case of it. But anyway, the two brothers, the Harrop brothers, they've got they're both obsessed with music. They love music. So they came up with the name Amen Break because there was a soul group called the Winstons in 1969, a bit before your time, Bob. And they released this song. And it was a bit of a classic song, and it has a drum beat which has since then become the most sampled drum beat in the history of every genre of music ever since that time, and it's just called the Amen Break. So that's how they name the wine.
Oh, Rod, I can't wait to give this a little sample. What about Roberts? Tony?
Well, just before we move on from that one, that Amen Break, it's a really beautiful balanced wine, and it's an absolute crowd pleaser. So that wine is actually only $22, but because we're hooked up with a Prince Wine Store, we're doing a special 10% offer, so it gets that wine in at under $20. So that really good value for money.
It's a well-balanced bit of a crowd pleaser. That's Andy.
And the price line, right up our alley. Very nice indeed.
I assume my bottle is quite charming.
moving on to your bottle. The wine that you have, Bob, is it's a Hoddle's Creek Estate Chardonnay. Now, this comes from the Upper Yarra Valley, where it's the right spot for beautiful, cool climate variety. And it's made by a family called the Dana family, who are actually really well known. A lot of people might know Boccaccio Supermarket and Boccaccio Cellars, one of the best Italian supermarkets in the whole of Australia. And that family decided to plant a vineyard in the Yarra Valley in 1997, and since then they've been smashing out unbelievably great quality and great value for money Pinot and Chardonnay and quite a few other varieties. But you will have the 2019 Chardonnay. Now, this wine, it's got really beautiful flavours of citrus, stone fruit, and it's had just a little touch of new oak, which gives it this beautiful structure and balance and length, and it is a seriously good Chardonnay.
I'm writing these words down. Structure, length, balance, and length.
Put length down, Andy.
Yeah, we've got that. Yep.
And so this one's $25. So with the 10% deal that we're doing with the Prince Wine Store, it gets it down to $22. So it is absolute bang for buck for that price. Seriously.
So I'm clearly, you've Mine's pegged me, Tony, as the budget operator, and you've pegged Bob as the one with the sort of slightly uppity taste. So, righto.
It's only $3, isn't it?
Well, that's a fair point. All right, the Amen Break. I'm going to have that with dinner tomorrow night, and the Hoddle's Creek is yours, Bob. So, where do we send people, Tony, if they're hearing a little bit about either of these or both, on the, you know what, that sounds right up my alley. Where do we send people to take advantage of these deals?
So we send them to the Prince Wine Store in Bank Street, South Melbourne, and people can actually log on online. And if you log on online to purchase either of these wines, you just have to put in the code in the discount. There's a little discount column, just capitals S-E-N and then P-W-S for Prince Wine Store, and that'll qualify you for the 10% discount. Or you can just ring the Prince Wine Store and speak to Jeff Salt, the manager there, who's Bob's neighbour, and just say you're after the S-E-N wine special, and they'll look after you with a 10% discount.
S-E-N-P-W-S or the S-E-N wine special if you give them a call, princewinestore.com.au. We are going to go on a journey together on this show. The two of us and you, Tony, and several members of our audience who have been thinking, it's time that I I started to supplement my lager intake with a couple of nice little wines, and we are going to help them just broaden their horizons together, Tony. I like where this is going. We look forward to
a great partnership.
That's what we're all about, and I've got to leave you with one little thought. There's a few people that during lockdown have been struggling with the age-old problem of when they can crack their first beverage, and they sometimes get to 2 or 3 in the afternoon. I've got the solution for you. All you need to do, if it gets to 3 o'clock and you're getting very thirsty, ring a friend in New Zealand, and it's 2 hours in front of us. So as soon as the person answers the phone in New Zealand, you're automatically not having a drink till 5 p.m, my friend.
There you go. That's a lovely piece of advice, Tony. And there's smiles on plenty of faces around this place upon hearing that. Nice to meet you. We'll do it in person one of these days. Good to hear your voice. And we look forward to having a crack at these two wines that you've dished up for us this week. We'll speak to you next week about them, mate. Thanks for being part of it.
Great, thank you, guys.
Good on you. Good on you, Tony Knoll from Moore Street Wines, Prince Wine Stores, princewinestore.com.au. SENPWS is the code you want to punch into the thing if you want to take advantage of these magnificent discounts available, especially to you lot out there. Have a crack. Let's find out what's making news.